Yo, what's up? So, check this out. Yesterday, I recorded an episode of the Keith and the Girl podcast that will be out tomorrow. And Keith had been listening to this podcast, which made me, I think just because I was coming on the show, I don't think he listens regularly, but it's still made me so embarrassed, and I was like, dude, don't listen to this show. So, Keith, if you're listening, turn this off. It's not for you. I didn't even promote this show on that show because it's not what this is about. I'm glad you're listening, listener, but not, the people who I know and you, the people I just don't want, people listening to this show. I'm not telling you to I think everybody should turn it off. But while I was on there on Keith and the Girl, we found out that Tom Petty died the first time. He died twice yesterday, Tom Petty. That's terrible. You should only lose Tom Petty once. Yesterday we lost him twice. Fuck, Tom Petty. He just came through. He just finished a big tour, so he just came to New York, I don't know, a few months ago, and did the 40th anniversary tour of the Heartbreakers, and I thought, oh, I should go, and I was like, I'll see him next time. I felt like there was more time. There was not. But love Tom Petty. I enjoy the music. So we say goodbye. Farewell, Tom Petty. I forgot to tell you yesterday about the movie I saw. I seen two movies the past 2 nights. Flatliners 2 nights ago, and American Made. American Made, that's a fun movie. I mean, it feels a little familiar in everything, but I could watch people run drugs in the 80s all day. I could watch that movie over and over again. And this one is different. I enjoy it. Flatliners, not as bad as you'd think. That's my review of Flatliners. Way better than the 3% on Rotten Tomatoes it gets. But if you don't have Movie Pass, don't fuck with it. It's not that good. But if there's something you're like, I want to see Flatliners. Oh, it's his. Yeah, go ahead. It's what you think it is. It's fine. Those are. So I just at this point I just like every movie enough. I don't think I'm going to movies tonight. I don't know. I think I'm out of movies right now. Stuff to see. Maybe that Lego Ninja movie. Maybe. Oh man, let's see what's in the news. Because this, I mean, let's see here. US opposes UN resolution against death penalty for same-sex relations. Huh. You think this would be this? I wonder if this is real. It's at the top of Reddit news. Los Angeles Blade, America's LGBT news source. I haven't heard of this news source before, so I don't know how accurate it is. But it looks like a bunch of people supported it. It looks like because it says death penalty is torture. I think that might have been our problem with it. And, in the United States, we enjoy the death penalty. And how can it be torture? We do it quick. Although it is killing somebody, which is what you. F well, pain. Torture, you feel pain, but you also fear death. I don't think state-sponsored killing of people's the most humane society. I think we could do better. If you believe in the death penalty, I don't give a shit. It's fine. I mean, all the stuff, everybody's arguing over guns and gun control. I'm convinced that the gun control debate is unwinnable. It's like a religious thing for these people. So I think the only thing to do is all the guns in the world, just throw them all out here, more guns, until enough of us are murdered that people get sick of it, the guns. That's my, I realize I can get shot in this, and I'm okay with that. If it makes an overall point, you know, along with a bunch of other, let's see. Scottish government backs fracking ban. I haven't seen any of these Gasland documentaries, or I don't know. I just know people say fracking's bad. I should research that. I should get more. You know, because I'll get right on board with someone saying no fracking. I'm like, yeah, no fracking. I don't know. It doesn't sound good. The word fracking alone. If someone said, hey, should we end fracking with no knowledge of it whatsoever, I would say, yeah, and fracking. That sounds like a bad thing that somebody's doing. Stop it. And it doesn't sound like you're helping something by fracking it. But I should, before I say, that's right, Scott, maybe I'd be like, Scotland, you're stupid. Fracking's the best. It's good for your country. Do it. Get that natural gas, bitch. Atlanta decriminalizes his marijuana. Well, great for Atlanta. They call that the New York of the South. It is not even close. I mean, Atlanta's fine, but it's not even close to New York. Come on. But now they got decriminalized marijuana. What's that mean? Does that just mean you're not going to prison? Or can you just... So, if you can, you can just smoke right out in the open, then that's great. City reducing the penalty to $75 fine or jail. Okay, so you get $75 fine or jail for less than an ounce. And, well, that's great. All right. I don't need to read more of that. As long as you got an extra $75, you don't got to worry. So before it was a $1,000 fine and you get locked up. A Nobel Prize in Physics awarded to LIGO black hole researchers. LIGO. Well, it's, what's a here's gravitational wave. Okay, they're very similar people. Discovery of ripples in space known as gravitational waves, which were predicted by Albert Einstein a century ago. Man, that's some smart-ass shit. I took a physics class in college that was called The Science of Light and Color, and it was the dumbest class. It was like the easy, like, here, this is the class you take just to fulfill this requirement. And I used to always refer to it as physics class, and it was like because it made me feel smart. But it was about, all it was us talking about rainbows. So I wish I pursued a life of physics. Maybe I could have won a Nobel Prize, but it's very, very interesting stuff, and that I don't understand. Okay, that's it for today. I'm going to be in Boston tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to Boston. I'm going to be there through Sunday with, of course, Jacqueline Novak, the great Jacqueline Novak, and, of course, headlining all the shows is the great Mike Birbiglia with his new hour show, and I will be opening up the show. Will be a fun time. If you're in Boston, come on by. I think most of the tickets are sold out, but there might be a show or two with some tickets, so do that. Oh, and there's a show coming up in Westchester here in New York, October something. I'll tell you about it later. Look at my website or something. All right, see you later. Talk to you tomorrow. We love you.